FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. National security is the focus of the presidential race today as aides to Donald Trump say the GOP nominee is going to call for increased military spending and restoration of military budget cuts made during the sequester.
Trump stuck to his message of national security as he was campaigning yesterday in Virginia and in North Carolina. And in a fiery speech here in Greenville, he went after Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email server, saying this was disqualifying behavior for the presidential candidate, and he specifically talked about the way she destroyed communications devices, about wiping her emails. He called this shady activity, even suggesting it was criminal.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. President Obama told an audience in Laos today that he is still committed to passage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, but he says he's having difficulty getting members of Congress to even take up the proposal.
You know, we're in a political season now, and it's always difficult to get things done. Congress isn't doing much right now. They're all going home and talking to their constituents, trying to get reelected. So after the election, I think people can refocus attention on why this is so important.
House Republicans, meanwhile, meet behind closed doors today to hash out strategy on issues that include averting a federal shutdown, dealing with the Zika virus, and impeaching the head of the IRS. Prince George's County officials are prodding the General Services Administration to make sure the process of choosing a site for a new FBI headquarters stays on schedule.
Senator Mikulski has just been the true champion of this.
With Mikulski headed out of office and the possibility of Virginia Senator Tim Kaine gaining some influence next year,
GSA and the FBI should proceed to lock this down.
Prince George's County Senior Economic Advisor David Iannucci wants to make sure everything's still on schedule.
GSA has indicated they hope to make this decision by the end of the calendar year. The county feels very strongly that the federal government adhered to that timetable.
The two sites on the table in Prince George's County are in Landover and Greenbelt, up against Fairfax's proposal in Springfield. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new report finds Metro is falling significantly short of its goal of better on-time performance in the rail system. The report from Metro staff finds that nearly one out of five trains was late this year. Metro has set 91% as its target for on-time rail performance. Apple is set to unveil its latest generation smartphone today.
Initial demand is expected to be strong, but experts say much of the buzz surrounding the new iPhone centers on whether the iPhone 7 will generate the same level of interest among consumers as previous iterations. Analyst Adam Jordan tells Reuters in the potentially lucrative Chinese market, it's clearly not.
The amount of posts about the iPhone 7 in the run-up to the launch is way down compared to the iPhone 6 in 2014.
Also, experts say the new version is not expected to be much different from the iPhone 6, and there's concerns over the lack of a headphone jack for use with standard headphones. The new phone reportedly comes with earbuds that use a wireless lightning connector. I'm Scott Carr.
In Montgomery County, police say they made dozens of DUI arrests over the Labor Day weekend. Between Friday night and noon Monday, they say 49 people were caught driving drunk, and police say they did not target any one particular area for DUI enforcement. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,538, the NASDAQ at 5276. Sports, the Nats use a three-run eighth inning to beat the Braves. The Orioles bring out the power to crush the Rays. WMDA, the Mystics, host Chicago tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
But just, boom.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris Plant.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No kidding.
Where Washington comes to talk.
It's almost fall. The kids are back in school, and now's the time to remodel your kitchen or bath before the holidays. Hi, this is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. Whether you want a new countertop or complete kitchen or bath remodel, you should get started right now. First, you need time to work with one of our experienced designers to create a kitchen or bath that's perfect for your family. And you need time to make your product selections. Kitchens today are much more than just a place to cook. They're a family gathering place. It's a place where the kids can do homework while you prepare dinner, or where guests can chat while you cook without getting in the way. Get some great ideas and a free planning guide from our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, or visit one of our seven showrooms in Maryland and Virginia. Cabinet Discounters will help create a kitchen or bath that's uniquely yours and that fits your budget. Call now for a free consultation with an experienced designer at Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 395, the jam up from the Beltway, and it's continuous across the 14th Street Bridge to the crash before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel along the right side. A lot going on still waiting for an additional tow truck, a couple cars involved. George Washington Parkway heavy to join on. On the 66, as you head through Manassas and into Centerville, slowing, then we have a report of a crash within the backup, so keep alert. Fire and rescue units responding. Through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks, 66 slow. Northbound on 301, north of Cedarville Road. Still has some activity from the earlier crash, so still seeing delays through that stretch. And then at the 5301 split, north on 5, a little bit slow, heavy with the volume there. Route 4, Woodyard to Dower House Road, and heading up toward the Capitol Beltway, seeing that stop and go, but lanes are reported open on that stretch of 4, and heading across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, your travel lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot weather staying with us. The hot will get hotter as we go through the next couple of days. Cloud sunshine this morning, scattered showers, thunderstorms this afternoon, 93, and a northwest breeze. Overnight tonight, thunderstorms end early, 76. Plenty of sunshine on Thursday with a high of 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from a Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 66 in Haymarket, 63 in Frederick, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. They've discovered dinosaur footprints on a beach in Western Australia. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst, will join us. At 8:05, Tom Bevin with Real Clear Politics. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor still taking some time off. He'll be back soon. Sherilyn LeBond is here. She's a Republican strategist, worked for the RNC, worked up on Capitol Hill for the Senate Judiciary Committee. Sherilyn, good to have you here this morning.
Good morning. So fun to be here with you.
Well, thank you. Joining us now on the line is Vince Colonnaise, executive editor of The Daily Caller, an all-round good guy. Good morning to you, Vince. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. A lot of stuff to talk to you about. I want to talk about, first of all, the polls, because the polls seem to be, I mean, you look overall at trends, and it seems to be that this race, at least on a nationwide basis, is tightening up. Two things that I saw in the CNN poll yesterday that caught my eye. One is that if you do the four-way race, Trump's leading nationwide by a couple of points. The other thing was Republicans, 90% of Republicans now say they will support Donald Trump, which means that if there is a never Trump movement, it seems perhaps to have evaporated. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I always kind of considered the never Trump movement to have a louder bark than bite, right? It was never quite clear whether or not it was bigger than sort of like a Twitter army of well-known conservative pundits who had all, you know, said, look, I'm not supporting Trump. And that had created, I think, sort of an outsized voice. But I think if you look at the polling numbers, as you just talked about, that the reality is a lot of people have an aversion to Hillary Clinton. They have an aversion to sort of the mainstream sort of like political system that we've seen for years and years and years. And a lot of that is leading to people either holding their nose or voting for Trump or just being like, you know what? Heck with it. I'm voting for Trump. I don't even care. This whole system is out of control. And Trump is the guy who either can fix it or who is a message to the rest of the system that, hey, you mess around long enough, we're going to put a guy in that you don't like at all. And I'm totally happy with that.
By the way, CNN they asked Hillary about the CNN poll yesterday, and here is very quickly what she said. I guess it was on the airplane.
We'll come back.
I don't think she came back. But go ahead. So, I mean, they don't want to talk about this, right?
It's pretty funny. You know, it's hilarious that they don't answer the question. I mean, it was an easy opportunity to engage it. And by the way, the campaign loves doing low expectation setting whenever they're actually up in the polls, right? So, like, when Hillary's leading by 9 points, you get an email from the Hillary campaign urgently saying that Donald Trump is both gaining on her and potentially raising millions of dollars, and that they urgently need support. But when, like, things actually tighten up, they forget right. to stick to the strategy, right, which is to continue to downplay expectations because it encourages both her supporters and the people who give her money that the race is tight and they need to support her. So they need to stay on message on this, I think.
So, Vince, here's another question for you. So given we continue to have more information come out about these emails, and obviously Friday afternoon we had a big dump come out, are you seeing any shift in the polls when voters are getting more information about what she was really up to with this email scandal? Are you seeing a shift at all, Vince?
That's a smart question, and it must be. I would imagine it must be one of the data points that does contribute to the CNN numbers and why we're seeing a tightening race. But at the same time, it's hard for Hillary's honest and trustworthy numbers to get any lower. I mean, right. I believe she's actually been polled in the single digits on honest and trustworthy, and that includes like her own supporters. They're
exactly.
like, yeah, we don't really trust her, but we're voting for her. So at some point, there's got to be diminishing returns. Like 5% of the country has to believe her no matter what she does.
Mm. Like her hardcore, you're talking about the 5% hardcore Hillary
of
Democratic
course,
supporters,
yeah.
right?
And to the point of like the Friday release by the FBI, I was sort of bewildered by it. I don't really know why the FBI is doing that. I mean, they should, I think, be absent of political consideration.
Well, Paul Ryan has called them on that, hasn't he? He says basically
right.
that it was a patently political move, and he said that they're supposed to be a non-political entity.
Yeah, and again, maybe I'm the only person, but James Comey to this point has struck me as sort of genuine and trying his best to offer explanations for how the FBI conducts his business and why it didn't go after Hillary Clinton in the way that so many, especially on the right, wanted them to. But that Friday release does not do them any favors in the suggestion that they don't have political consideration.
Right.
I agree
right.
with you. So is the coughing fair game? Because, you know, they're saying, look, there's a conspiracy out there. We call it a coughing conspiracy. I don't know. To me, we were just talking about this a minute ago. When you have an incident in which she sputters and coughs and sounds like she's hawking up a lung for about 4 minutes and 22 seconds, I think it's a fair question to ask about her. But is it fair game? Give me your sense of it.
Well, obviously, age always comes up, right? I mean, you and I, we've been seeing recently the articles back from when John McCain ran and that he would be dead by the end of his second term, and obviously that's now coming up, that mm-hmm. time frame, and mm-hmm. still alive. So
running for re-election,
right.
that's right.
yeah, that's right. So you've got... It regularly comes up. Health is obviously of a concern, especially with two candidates who are like 70 years old. I mean, clearly people care about that stuff. The fact, anything, by the way, that happens on the stump gets covered. Bernie Sanders had a sparrow land on his podium, and that was talked about, like, you know, for 3 days. So I think Hillary having a coughing fit for some meaningful amount of time is going to get covered. I mean, we know this even because especially places like MSNBC covered it. So that
right.
goes to show you that, yeah, if something like that happens on the stump, you're going to see about it in the news. Sorry, whether you like it or not.
And what's your position on candidates, Vince, releasing medical records? Are you in favor of that? Do you think it's necessary? Do you think it should be required?
Well, I appreciate that you asked me. I don't know. I mean, obviously, this is one of those things I'm happy to cover. It's harder to weigh in on. I think that... You know, I think in general you do want to know that a candidate is medically fit for the office.
Sure.
I mean, we all know that Donald Trump's like health letter from his doctor was comical. At some point, I mean, if you are concerned about his health, you're going to probably want to see a real assessment of mm-hmm. his medical history. But, you know, it always comes up, your medical ability to actually perform the functions of a very high intensity, high stress, demanding on your time office. Michelle Bachmann, when she was running for office, the Daily Caller, we got a lot of flack for this, especially among our conservative readers, reported that she was suffering from debilitating migraines that had actually knocked her out, in part during the debates themselves, and that she would be out for hours on end with those migraines. Well, that's a meaningful data point for someone who's considering becoming president of the United States.
Right.
It is.
But I think from health, it matters.
Right.
All right. So are there going to be additional investigations up on the Hill into the email matter? It sounds like that they're gearing up for some more hearings on the issue.
That's right. We hear, you know, Oversight Chairman Jason Chaffetz is saying that this week they're going to speak with the State Department's Patrick Kennedy because they want to find out more from him about why the State Department handled FOIA requests the way they did for Hillary's emails. Like, why was there this deceit to the public about both the location and the existence of all of these emails that Hillary Clinton clearly had in an off-site communication system. So they're going to have to answer some questions about the lack of transparency at the State Department. And then in the following week, I believe the Judiciary Committee is also going to speak to James Comey. Comey's going to return for some more testimony. And in the process, basically, this is it. You're going to start getting, and that's going to be about the FBI report, about why, for the timing of that release last week, why there was so much of it that was redacted when it clearly looks like most of it can actually be made public, and why the FBI came to the conclusions it did with given the details that were in that report. So I think we're going to hear a lot more about Hillary's.
And very quickly, it seems that some are making the case that documents may have been destroyed after Congress subpoenaed them and gave the preservation order. If that can be proved, that's sort of game over, isn't it?
You would think so. I mean, the explanation is like that was given in the report is hilarious. It's both hilarious and
funny. Right.
I mean, the idea being that some like random IT guy, I believe the Platte River Networks, which
had an moment,
was like, oh, I forgot I was supposed to delete all these emails.
Yeah, right. I forgot that I was supposed to delete. Listen, we got to leave it way over. Vince Colonnais with the Daily Caller, thank you so much.
Thank
greatly
you.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It is time now for WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, you're in delays, but the better news, the crash cleared completely, gone eastbound 66 as you pass the Fairfax County Parkway. North on 28, very slow, heading toward the toll road. Now, nothing's reported in the way. Oh, but it looks like actually it's going to be as you come off of the toll road too, heading southbound near Frying Pan Road. That's where we have the report of the crash. Fire and rescue units on their way. So 28 commuters south of the toll road, do watch for that activity and that volume. 395, we've had a tough morning with the crash on the freeway. 395 delays just about back to the Beltway and a continuous solid lineup. Crash before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel after Main Avenue. Still a lot of activity there. I see another tow truck that's arrived to the scene. Puts the pressure on the George Washington Parkway and those feeder roads getting up onto 395. George Washington Parkway, the crash is southbound before you get to the Key Bridge. Still along the left side. Delays before 123. And for the Baltimore Washington Parkway, had an incident that was northbound near 450, reported some debris in the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for sun this morning, scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, a 50% chance of rain, 93. Tonight, 60% chance of rain, 76. Tomorrow, 96, mostly sunny skies. Really warmish day tomorrow. Friday in the low 90s, Saturday in the upper 90s, Sunday in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees. It's now 7:17 on WMAL.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. Let's face it, cash management is key to the success of your business. I invite you to visit johnmarshallbank.com. We'll introduce you to a better way to bank. johnmarshallbank.com.
Member FDIC.
All right, so what are we going to do about this Zika thing? It's a fair question. Yesterday in the Senate, they took a vote on funding to battle Zika.
Right.
Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, where they've got the Zika problem, urged senators to put politics aside.
President Obama made an emergency spending request of $1.9 billion. I supported that request. The vast majority of Congress, for political reasons, did not.
But when they took the vote, it was 52-46 in favor, but you need 60 votes to move forward on a procedural matter. And so they didn't get the votes they needed. Democrats voted in lockstep to block this, mainly because part of the funding to battle Zika is coming from Planned Parenthood. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't understand why they're doing this.
President Obama made an emergency spending request of $1.9 billion. I supported that request. The vast majority of Congress, for political reasons, did not.
Here is Mitch McConnell.
It's hard to explain why. Despite their own calls for funding, Senate Democrats decided to block a bill that would keep pregnant women and babies safer.
Yeah, there you go. So this has become a real political football. And yet there is a real need, a demonstrated need to provide this funding. Some of it would come from the Ebola monies that are left over.
Exactly.
Where apparently they did not need all of the money that had been. And then some of it would come from Planned Parenthood. And therein lies the dilemma.
Right.
How do you see this thing getting resolved?
Well,
you've worked upon Capitol Hill. You see how this works.
Particularly in the Senate. And, you know, you've got Reid throwing out these barbs saying Republicans are more interested interested in attacking Planned Parenthood and flying the Confederate flag. You can't make that stuff up. You know, part of this, Brian, is we're in an election year. You know, time is tight. Basically, they've got September to work with, and then they're out. October.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to see a whole lot getting done, and the reasons why things are not going to get done, each side is going to blame the other.
Right.
So, you know, part of this is standard procedure for this time of year, right?
I always thought it was sort of worthless for him to come back after the summer break,
right?
Because every single thing they do is look through the lens of the election.
Exactly.
And one side trying to gain political advantage on the other. And, you know, sometimes, I'm sorry, folks. I mean,
get the stuff done.
Just get it done.
Right.
This is a health concern.
Exactly.
This is not something you mess around
with.
Mm-mm. So I would just simply say up on Capitol Hill, look, I understand the health, the Planned Parenthood thing. I get it. But come on. We can fight this battle another day.
Sometimes we really want to put politics aside and just do your job.
Just
and again, outside the Beltway, this is what ordinary people are thinking. Well, why can't we get the Zika funding done?
And you wonder why Congress is held in such low esteem.
Exactly. That's why the ratings are so low. The approval ratings of Congress are so low.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it gets resolved. It's going to have to, I think, get resolved.
It's going to have to get resolved. It's just the question of when, and then what else do they throw along with it, right? Mm-hmm. What else is rolled up with it?
Yeah. I just hate this time of year.
Yeah,
the silly
really
season.
Is.
Silly
it's
season.
Just, nothing gets done.
It is now 7:22 on WML.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
You need to stop what you're doing and listen, because if you've been wanting new windows, your friend and radio buddy Brian Wilson has a message for you. Now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window, the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window. It's custom made for our home and unique climate. And they have no middlemen. Unnecessary headaches are gone. Well, listen, those folks, the Thompson Creek folks, are offering the lowest prices of the season. Here it is. If you buy three windows, you get one window free. The fourth is free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and, incidentally, your utility bills year-round. And increase the value and comfort of your home. It's a no-brainer, really. Pick up your phone right now and call this number, 855-57-CREEK. The number is 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one window absolutely free. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details. 855-57-CREEK. It's 855-57-CREEK. Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, Tony Braxton, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Inova Network offers both? Inova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Inova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Inova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at inova.org/near you. Inova. Join the future of health.
It is 7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters struggling a bit here. If you're coming off of the Beltway, your delay's beginning before you get to 123. That takes you to the crash just after Spelt Run before you get to the Key Bridge. Still have one lane blocked. Now, a lot of that volume, when you see that, you bail out onto 123, and as a result, with only one lane on 123 Chain Bridge Road, that's jammed down to the Chain Bridge. Just so you know, plan for that. Across the 14th Street Bridge, it's a solid lineup for the accident between Main Avenue and the 3rd Street Tunnel. Looks like most everything confined to both shoulders, but the damage done from the Beltway, just right as you come off the Beltway near Edsel Road, that's where the delays begin. 395, that takes you into town. North on 295, coming off of the Beltway, heading up toward the Naval Research Lab. Heavy volume in that stretch. A little bit better, northbound 301 and Brandywine. The crash had been north of Cedarville Road. Looks like they'd still some of that activity on the shoulder. Traffic update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Just call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures in the 90s again today, well above normal. The normal high about 83. Today, 93, a northwest breeze and a few showers, thunderstorms this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees. It is now 7:26. So, are you ready for your iPhone 7, Cheryl Lynn? I am an early adopter, and people who listen to this show know I'm an early adopter of most things Apple. I'm a big fan. I'm a fanboy of the Apple products. And apparently we're going to get a first look at the iPhone 7 today. There's going to be an event where, you know, they unveil all of the new features of the iPhone 7. And most notably, Cheryl Lynn, the big difference is, if you have headphones that plug in to your current phone, mm-hmm. you will no longer be able to use them because there'll be no headphone port.
Yes.
Now, apparently, that they are expecting that the new companies will develop ones that use the lightning port.
Right.
And the word is that if you want to use your old headphones, then you have to use an adapter. That is,
right.
You know, why would they do that? I mean, first of all, I thought, well, that's the dumbest idea I ever heard. A headphone. I mean, why are we changing the headphone jack of all things? But apparently the rationale is, with the lightning port, they can make the phone more water resistant.
Right.
For those people who drop their phone into the toilet on occasion.
Right.
Not that I'm speaking from any personal experience. But I mean, are you like the Apple stuff?
I do, but I tend to wait until they work the kinks out. Mm-hmm. Right. I prefer to wait and just, you know, see the reviews, see how friends and family are faring with the new device. So I'll probably wait on this one. I think I'd like to wait.
Very, very quickly, one of the big things that it's going to have, apparently, is some of them will have a dual lens camera.
Right.
That will take two pictures, combine them together, and give you really, really, really sharp resolution.
Right.
So interesting to see whether or not that actually happens today when they unveil the iPhone 7 later today. 7:28.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. It's not just about price. Our price will always be competitive. It's also about quality. And New Look is a proven quality leader. 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again for our professionalism, our top quality materials, and our outstanding customer service. Plus, all of our installers are master technicians and Owens Corning certified. We may be the 27th largest home improvement company in America, but we still maintain our small business values. We sit down one-on-one and build your roof with you at your table. Get more than a price estimate. Get a quality commitment. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm Attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Coming up in just a moment, the one, the only, the incomparable KT McFarland. Straight ahead after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump go head-to-head on national security at a forum in New York tonight, but they've already begun mixing it up.
She never talks about policy.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton clashing over who's ready to be commander-in-chief.
He has no clue about what he's talking about.
Trump unveiling endorsements from nearly 90 retired U.S. military leaders and revealing his plan to demand a plan to take down ISIS.
So we're going to convene my top generals and give them a simple instruction. They will have 30 days to submit to the Oval Office a plan for soundly and quickly defeating ISIS.
He says he has a secret plan to defeat ISIS, but the secret is he has no plan.
As Clinton warns, Trump will lead the U.S. back to war.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. The Obama administration is acknowledging that its transfer of $1.7 billion to Iran earlier this year was made entirely in cash using non-U.S. currency. Republican critics of the transaction continued to denounce the payments, which were a settlement of a decades-old arbitration claim between the U.S. and Iran. Metro's leaders could be considering cutting back service hours and could close the subway system as early as 11:30 on weeknights. That's one scenario contained in a report going before the Metro Board tomorrow. Officials say Metro needs to be closed longer overnight so crews can accomplish critical maintenance tasks. For the fifth year in a row, the number of red light camera tickets issued in D.C. is down. But a new study by AAA says revenue from those D.C. tickets still exceeds both Montgomery and Prince George's counties, which each issued more red light tickets. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,538. The Nasdaq at 52.76. Sports: Anthony Rendon hits a grand slam to help the Nats beat the Braves. The Orioles: Manny Machado sucks his third grand slam of the year as the O's beat the Rays. WMDA: the Mystics host Chicago tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, it's Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Do you have a car or boat sitting in your garage or driveway that you need to get rid of, either to make room for a new one or because it's just not worth the repairs anymore? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging meetings with the shady and unsavory characters who come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher to boot. Learn how you can make a difference to a child by volunteering in your community. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. They're completely reliable and your car can be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. Donate your car, truck, van, or boat today.
At Cascades Dental, every new smile begins with a story.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists. Terrified of all dentists, any kind of dental work. I was afraid of the pain. I was afraid of the shame. And always very shy and not willing to smile. Not a lot of closed mouth smiles, you know, in photos. I asked a lot of my peers and I looked for the best smiles I could see. And what was interesting about it was that every single one of them said Cascades Dental. Well, that's exactly how I found Dr. Ribrelia. I've never met a dentist that has taken the time out to get to know me as a person, to understand my needs, my fears, my concerns. It's incredibly professional, but so relaxed. It's like walking into a family. I love them all. I mean, I walked out of the office with an incredible smile. I had never had that. And I actually feel younger than, and I feel like I look younger than I ever have before.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft, and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Dunkin' Donuts' new Belgian waffle breakfast sandwich has arrived in all its glory. With egg, cheese, and savory bacon in between two delicious Belgian waffles, it's not just a sandwich, it's an experience. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on 28. Unfortunately, I'm still talking about this crash. A huge impact south of the toll road. Southbound 28 between Frying Pan Road and McLaren Road. That's where we have the scene of the crash. Now, delays had been backing up near the toll road. They've linked together with the 28 delays that begin near Waxpool Road. So solid lineup. Also very slow for coming off of the Greenway to try to make that exit to go south on 28. Only way I can see saving some time, if you're on 28 north of the toll road, maybe taking Sterling Boulevard and work your way around towards Centerville Road to avoid that stretch of 28. Big delays. On the toll road, no problems. Well, through Herndon, a little bit of volume toward Reston, and then briefly as you merge on through to the Beltway. 66 had the crash at the Fairfax County Parkway. That's been cleared. Southbound George Washington Parkway between Spout Run and the Key Bridge for the crash. Now to the shoulder on the freeway, 395. Big delays across the 14th Street Bridge. Crash on the freeway before the 3rd Street Tunnel has caused us backups near the Beltway. 270. Thank goodness it's only been about the volume, and we have a lot of it through Urbana, Hyattstown, and then most of the way Clarksburg to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures in the 90s again today, well above normal. The normal high about 83. Today, 93, a northwest breeze and a few showers, thunderstorms this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Haymarket, 64 in Beltsville, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington Comes to Talk. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to crunch some numbers, and there are some interesting numbers to be crunched about the 2016 political race, and talk about other aspects of the race with Tom Bevan of Real Clear Politics. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor still taking some time off. Sherilyn LeBond worked at the RNC. She worked over at the Senate Judiciary Committee. She's a Republican pundit and commentator. Good to have you with us today, filling in.
Great to be with you.
Joining us on the line, Fox News national security analyst KT McFarland. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland. You know, that's a great Twitter handle. If your name was KT McFarland, you could get the Twitter handle at KT McFarland. Well, you'd have something there, wouldn't you? Hi, KT. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
All right. Hi, KT.
Good to have you. Great to talk to you, Sherilyn.
Same here.
I want to talk about Iran. A couple things. We're finding out more about the cash. There was a total of $1.3 billion. That was sent in cash. We know about the $400 million. We now know that the rest of it was also sent in cash through Swiss banks, and we don't really know who requested that it be cash, but it's cash. Why is that important? And then second of all, we want to get into these Iranian vessels that are harassing our ships in the Strait of Hormuz. But first, the cash. What's going on with all this? I mean, first of all, we know that the first really looks bad because it was a quid pro quo for the release of four people.
Look, they're connected. And the connection is that from the very first moment he took the oath of office on Inauguration Day, President Obama said, I'm reaching out the hand of friendship to Iran. He set out from the beginning to have Iran be his big legacy. That was going to be what he left the world. His foreign policy achievement was going to be an opening to Iran, like Nixon went to China, like Reagan had arms control with the Soviet Union. So this was going to be Obama's thing, and he doggedly pursued it throughout. He doggedly pursued it even when they didn't want it. He doggedly pursued it when they gave him a really incredible list of demands of what they wanted in exchange to even sit down with President Obama. And he proceeded to doggedly pursue it even at an Iran nuclear deal, which made no sense to the United States and which only empowered Iran, not just financially and economically, but empowered Iran militarily. And so what did we get for that? That was a huge bet to take. He bet everything on his new relationship with Iran. So what did we get for it? Well, we got Iran, the Iranian Navy chasing American ships out of the Persian Gulf. He got Iran cooperating with Russia. He got Iran not as a friendship and partner in peace in the Middle East, just the opposite. What did they get on it? They got, you know, plane loads full of cash. They got welcome into the global community. They got the ability to be the major hegemonic power in the region. So it was a huge bet, and we lost the bet.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that it was a good idea if you got a good deal and you then won a better relationship with Iran,
right.
But neither of those things has occurred.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean, Cheryl Ann, I don't know if you have kids or not, but I'll tell you one thing with my kids.
I have two.
I never give them dessert before dinner.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I never let them watch TV before doing their homework. And that's the same thing here. We gave them the goodies up front,
right.
And they had absolutely no incentive to eat dinner or do the homework.
Right, exactly. No incentive to follow the rules. So let me ask you this, KT. I mean, this is $1.3 billion. I mean, what laws have been broken here? You know, people are wondering, you know, how can this happen? I mean, how did they get? I mean, really, through what auspices is this being done? And I mean, Well, I guess I could ask the question, have any laws been broken?
Well, I think one of the reasons, you know, Larry started out, why was it plane loads of cash? Why not just a wire transfer? I guess why not sacks of gold at the end of the
night?
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
it's because it was illegal.
Exactly.
We weren't allowed, our banks weren't allowed to trade with
Iran.
So we had to give them not only currency, hard cash, but it wasn't even our cash. It was other currencies. So, I mean, there's just so many things wrong with this. You know,
but nobody's doing anything.
At the end of the runway, in the dark of the night, pallets of cash, you know, low unmarked bills. This could have been a mafia transfer.
Exactly. I mean, but that's the whole point. I mean, the mafia, they would have been put in prison for this for many years, and yet our own government is authorizing this.
Well, it's all of those things. But to me, the bigger thing is that the risk to American national security, where'd that money go?
Exactly.
I mean, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, they pointed out that in the budget, in Iran's 2017 budget, there was a line item of where this money would end up going. It was going to go to their defense budget. It was going to go to whatever they chose, whether it's to buy Russian weapons,
it's all fungible,
to put
right.
in Hezbollah,
right.
You know, they're the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all of those things were wrong, they were bad, but in the end, they've endangered our security and the security of our allies. Plus, they've given Iran a clear path to nuclear weapons in 10 or 15 years, and that will ignite a nuclear arms race in the most dangerous, unstable part of the world.
Got about a minute left. I want to ask you about the president's recent trip to China. The stairs were not there. He had to exit from the rear of the plane. Look, in the grand scheme of things, maybe not the biggest little thing, but it really was a diplomatic snub. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a big deal because in China, face is everything. What Obama should have done was when they couldn't find the stairs to wheel up to the plane, he should have sat tight on the plane.
Right.
He should have said, we're looking for our stairs. If the stairs didn't come within half an hour, the president should have said, issued a statement to told the Chinese, within the next 10 minutes, I'm issuing the following statement unless the stairs come up to my plane. We, the United States of America, are disappointed that the Great People's Republic of China was unable to find a staircase to allow the President of the United States to visit their country. We are departing now, and we hope for the day when someday when the Chinese can find a staircase.
And can treat us with the proper amount of respect.
And get out of there.
Right.
We got nothing out of that meeting anyway.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, KT. We're always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Nice to talk to you, too,
Thank
Carol
you, KT.
It is now 7:44.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you're driving behind a bus, allow a greater following distance than if you were driving behind a car. It'll give you more time to stop once the yellow lights start flashing. It's illegal in all 50 states to pass a school bus that is stopped to load or unload children. The area 10 feet around a school bus is the most dangerous for children, so stop far enough back to allow them space to safely enter and exit the bus. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine. Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, it is busy. We'll start Maryland Beltway. If you're leaving New Carrollton and making your travels over towards a FedEx field, we have a crash involving a vehicle on its side on the inner loop just south of 50, the John Hanson Highway that takes off the right half of the Beltway. That's what's blocked. With the delays again on the inner loop beginning after the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 50 delays jammed on the approach. Also for 50, I'm looking at delays quickly forming right before you get to Enterprise Road. Incident there just reported. Virginia Beltway, inner loop near the Georgetown Pike. The crash was along the left side, 395 out of Newington. That's where your delays begin. So from 95 on to 395 jammed across the 14th Street Bridge with the crash on the freeway. Confined now to both shoulders. Southbound George Washington Parkway south of Spelt Run for the crash. And big delays leaving Sterling on 28. In fact, need to consider extra time and options alternates. South on 28 jam before Waxpool Road to the crash after the toll road past Frying Pan Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Northwest breeze and high pressure to the west of us. Low pressure still off the east coast. And we'll continue to see the combination of those two squeeze out some showers, thunder showers. Little trough developing this afternoon. 93, I think that's the real story, the heat. Scattered thunderstorms early tonight, 76. Sunshine tomorrow, still hot, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees at 747.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
And we've continued to talk about the problems in Metro. I saw a little thing this morning on the Twitter machine about how the trains going through Rhode Island Station were having to slow down so that they could react in case something fell from the roof.
I mean, really?
They're putting up nets to catch the falling debris from the top of the Rhode Island Station because the concrete is falling onto the tracks below. And now they're having to slow as they go through. I mean, what a mess this Metro system is in. And there are some new statistics that show that, you know, a lot of people are not riding Metro right now because of this Safe Track project that got going on. Total rail ridership down 13% in June compared to the same month in 2015.
Right. And no surprise, Brian. Why would they? I mean, we've had, you probably saw this summer, the water gushed in at I think it was Cleveland Park Metro. People are waiting hours for a train. It's hot. There's no air conditioning. And now we've got assaults happening.
Well, yeah, I just want to say 20 million fewer rides this year than last year at the same time. So, I mean, they're losing money.
More
people are not riding, and I think it's understandable given what they're going through. But you make the point, and it's a very good point, that it's not just about the reliability of the system or the infrastructure. There are real safety concerns.
Real safety issues. I mean, so we had an assault just happen just the other day on the Orange Line, Dunloring Metro. A woman was assaulted. This is September.
A pretty aggressive sexual assault and battery case.
Yeah. So we had another incident in June. Three men sexually assaulted a woman on a moving train. And then April, a man came on board and assaulted and raped a woman, again, aboard a moving train. April, June, and September. So what are they doing about it?
Yeah.
Have they increased police presence? No word of that. Crickets on that. What are they going to do about this? So the ridership is down. You've got infrastructure problems, and now women are being assaulted on the train. Well, of course, no wonder why no one wants to take the Metro.
I mean, do you travel on Metro on a regular basis?
Not on a regular. I used to before all this happened.
Really?
So you made a conscious decision to
pare back your Metro ridership because you feel, what was it, the infrastructure or the safety, the fiscal safety thing?
First, the infrastructure, and now the safety issue. I mean, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so a woman is being assaulted?
Yeah, and Dunloring.
On the Orange Line.
Not a particularly, bad part of town.
Right. Which is always normally the argument, that happened on the Green Line. No, this happened on the Orange Line.
Yeah. So, look, I don't think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Exactly.
They always say that we got to take this thing down and sort of fix it before we can start to turn the ship around. But if it's not just the infrastructure and the crumbling infrastructure and the repairs, if it's also people's physical security.
Exactly, which is a whole entirely different issue.
It really is.
And, you know, the other thing is, you remember when Jack Evans went up on Capitol Hill and he's asking, you know, basically demanding more money.
Right.
Well, I mean, okay, so you're going to throw more money at this, but is that going to help the safety issue? I mean, right?
Yeah, more patrols. Maybe that takes more money, but I mean, I think that they just need to get serious about cracking down on some crime. It is 7:51 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here for the professional landlords of Rent-A-State, Renter's Warehouse, helping everyday homeowners right here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C., just like you, lease and manage their homes. Renting your current home could be a great option and help you put extra money in your bank account. To get started, call Renter's Warehouse and find out what your home will rent for. Renter's Warehouse will perfectly price your property and then find you quality tenants for top dollar. Renting delivers you monthly cash flow, someone else pays your mortgage, and you get big tax benefits, appreciation, and equity. Start to cash in on renting your home with Renter's Warehouse. Their 24/7 property management is only $80 a month. There are no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Call now, 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
It's time now to see how your money's doing. Let's check into the news desk at CNBC.
Good morning. Slow and steady wins the race. Stocks continue their slow climb higher, with the NASDAQ sitting at an all-time high this morning. The Dow on a three-day winning streak. Apple is expected to show off a new iPhone 7 later on today, along with some other product updates. The attention getting rumors are that the 7 will not have a headphone jack. Sony also has an event planned this afternoon called a PlayStation meeting. Sony is expected to unveil new PS game consoles, including a new, more powerful model that runs even faster. Americans' newfound love affair with driving is setting new records. The government says that Americans bought 406 million gallons of gas per day in the month of June, driving right past the old record set back in 2007. And Ford's truck line is becoming an official sponsor of the NFL. Ford's kicking things off by offering tailgate parties and rides to this year's games in its pickups through Uber, of course. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Today, everybody's heading back to work, and you can definitely tell we are jammed around the region. George Washington Parkway commuters, before you get to 123, crash well ahead after Spelt Run before you get to the Key Bridge. Still in the clearing stages. 395 jam, not just from the Beltway, but out of Newington. Solid across the 14th Street Bridge. A lot of cause for that was the crash before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel over to the shoulder, but still, they were waiting on a tow truck. 28 out of Sterling, solid lineup south of Route 7, and that continues beyond the toll road where crews were dealing with the crash after Frying Pan Road. Also slows the Greenway to merge on the southbound 28. Heads up on the Maryland Beltway, still with the crash. One on its side, Interloop south bound of 50, so Interloop south of 50, you lose the right half of the Beltway. Delays near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures in the 90s again today, well above normal. The normal high about 83. Today, 93, a northwest breeze and a few showers, thunderstorms this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees. It is now 7:57.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you know, when you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, what if I have problems with this car? What if it's a whole bunch of hassle? Well, here's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. Ted Britt has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, you can have confidence in these guys. And you'll be thrilled with the deals they're going to give you, because at Ted Britt, you'll find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock, with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. But that's not all. Ted Britt also has two Harley-Davidson locations, tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. Go ahead and schedule your next service with Ted Britt right now so you can see the kind of service you're going to get. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
All right, coming up on WMAL, Tom Bevin with Real Clear Politics. Mark Levin has a change of heart about Donald Trump and the very latest Taylor Swift drama. We wouldn't want you to miss that. It's all coming up right here on WMAL. It's 8 o'clock, time for the news.